Listening Library presents Percy Jackson's Greek Gods by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Jesse Bernstein. Introduction. I hope I'm getting extra credit for this. A publisher in New York asked me to write down what I know about the Greek gods, and I was like, can we do this anonymously? Because I don't need the Olympians mad at me again. But if it helps you to know your Greek gods and survive an encounter with them if they ever show up in your face, then I guess writing all this down will be my good deed for the week. If you don't know me, my name is Percy Jackson. I'm a modern-day demigod, a half-god, half-mortal son of Poseidon. But I'm not going to say much about myself. My story has already been written down in some books that are total fiction. Wink, wink. And I'm just a character from the story. Yeah, right. Just go easy on me while I'm telling you about the gods, all right? There's like 40 bajillion different versions of the myths, so don't be all, well, I heard it a different way, so you're wrong. I'm going to tell you the versions that make the most sense to me. I promise I didn't make any of this up. I got all these stories straight from the ancient Greek and Roman dudes who wrote them down in the first place. Believe me, I couldn't make up stuff this weird. So here we go. First, I'll tell you how the world got made. Then, I'll run down a list of gods and give you my 2 cents about each of them. I just hope I don't make them so mad they incinerate me before I... Just kidding. Still here. Anyway, I'll start with the Greek story of creation, which, by the way, is seriously messed up. Wear your safety glasses and your raincoat. There will be blood.